Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Wednesday morning. Wednesday, October the 11th, 2023, 13 minutes past the hour, 45 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. Again, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right, want to catch up on some events coming up here in the Marion area. Kids Night Out will be at the Kroger on Marion Mount Gilead Road, October the 30th from 4 to 6 p.m. Come join them for some free activities and treats. They will have stations set up around the store for kids to enjoy. Treats are subject to change depending on the number of kids they have. Kids Night Out at the Kroger on Marion Mount Gilead Road, October 30th from 4 to 6 p.m. We also have Dinner with the Presidents coming up here in Marion on Saturday, November the 4th, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. This event will take place at All Occasions Catering and Banquet Facility, 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road in Waldo, Ohio. An event founded here in Marion coming to Waldo, I guess is how we should put that. Event pricing, $40 for VIP seating, $35 for general seating. The speaking presidents that night will be James Buchanan, Andrew Johnson, Chester Arthur, and Theodore Roosevelt. The non-speaking presidents will be George Washington, James Madison, Martin Van Buren, U.S. Grant, Benjamin Harrison, Warren G. Harding, Harry Truman, and First Ladies Nellie Taft and Mamie Eisenhower. The Master of Ceremonies will be Colonel Edmund W. Starling, White House Secret Service agent from 1914 to 1943. And the special guest speaker will be Mary Ellen Withrow, 40th Treasurer of the United States. Get your tickets early you want to get them by Thursday, October the 18th. They're available at Heritage Hall, 169 East Church Street here in Marion, or by calling 740-387-4255 or go online, marionhistory.com. marionhistory.com, all one word. And tonight is Meet the Candidate Night out at River Valley, 7:30 p.m. after the orchestra concert. That should be very interesting. You know, I don't know how that's all going to shake out. I found out some interesting things about that in the last couple of days. Apparently, as of yesterday, three of the four candidates for school board have said they will come, but I guess the fourth has not said they are coming as of yet. Of course, River Valley has some levy issues on the ballot this coming November. So a lot going on out at River Valley and the big candidate night, as it's being called, is tonight at 7:30. All right. All that being said, if anybody has anything to say, give me a buzz here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, we thank former President of the United States, Donald Trump, for joining us in hour number one. Entertaining and amusing as always. All right. Well, not a whole lot going on. Last night was candidates night at Harding High School. I did not have a chance to attend that. Did anybody go to that event last night or listen to it? Was there anything interesting to come of it? Did anybody listen to candidates night last night? Or did they go to it over at Harding? If anybody did listen to it or go to it or has any interesting things to point out from that particular event, let us know here, 740-751-4038. Did anything of interest go on over at Harding last night with the Meet the Candidates night? You know, that was a big event for many, many years. I have moderated it many times. You know, I just did not hear a whole lot about it this year. I saw it being set up yesterday. I hope a lot of people listened to it last night. I hope a lot of people came out to it last night. But really haven't heard much about it this morning either. So if anybody has any insight into Candidates Night last night, let me know. 740-751-4038. If you listened or if you attended. I don't think a lot of people knew it was happening. I don't even know if it was run in the paper. It might have been run in the paper that it was happening, but again, that's beyond me. Pumpkin Pizza, Jack-O-Lantern Pizza, coming up on October 27th. We thank Bob Welch for that. That's going to be a lot of fun. This Friday's Friday the 13th, Triskaidekaphobia Day. We're going to have a lot going on that particular day. Are people superstitious of Friday the 13th? Are people superstitious in general? We're going to have a big morning that morning. Matt Morgan will be with us. Sean Kraft will be with us. Pastor Craig, Pastor Whitaker, the whole gang will go on at 8:15 that morning and be on through 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And then that night, the scary Friday the 13th night, we'll have Carrington Nelson, Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft, and myself from 8:15 until 10 p.m. I don't know if people are superstitious or not, to be honest with you. It's hard to tell. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Well, maybe that was a telemarketer. You never know. It's moment to moment here on the show. You know, you see a number come up and you say, well, I wonder if that is an actual number or if that is a telemarketing number. And apparently it looks like that was a telemarketing number. Well, if you're out there and have anything to say, again, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 20 minutes past the hour. Are you superstitious of anything? Now, a lot of people are superstitious about Friday the 13th. That's what Triskaidekaphobia is. A lot of people are superstitious about breaking mirrors. That used to be a big one. Crossing a black cat, walking under a ladder. Are there any strange superstitions that I'm not bringing up here this morning? You know, step on a crack, break your mother's back. Was that a superstition or is that a saying? I don't know. Do you believe in superstitions? You know, it's kind of the whole thing. Do you believe in ghosts? Do you believe in superstition? Do you believe in life after death? I don't know. You know, that's kind of what really October becomes all about, in a way, as we come into Halloween on the 31st. Has anybody ever seen a ghost or heard somebody tell a ghost story, maybe a family story, that they believed was absolutely true? I have just never seen a ghost. I've never witnessed anything like that, so I cannot speak firsthand about anything in regard to that. But I know a lot of people have those stories. Does anybody have a ghost story? Has anybody ever seen a ghost? Does anybody believe in superstition out there in our listening audience? 740-751-4038. Also, does anybody know what a succulent is? We've been up and down the road with this the last couple days. You know, sounds like a nice gift. Let's put it that way. It sounds like a nice gift, and maybe this holiday season, everybody I know will get a succulent with a popsicle stick in it with a clever little saying on it in regard to the holiday season. Okay, what other ground do we have to cover here this morning? Well, I got to get, you know, we got this gift last week, came from Florida for one of our listeners who listens in the doctor's office. And I have not been able to make contact with them. So if you're out there listening this morning in the doctor's office, give us a call. We have a gift for you here at the station that came from Florida. 740-751-4038. What do you think about these levies going on out at River Valley? Do you think they're going to pass? Schools are having a horrible, horrible time passing levies. It's just, it seems like it's a fact of life now. And again, I believe a lot of it has to do with open enrollment. A matter of fact, I was talking with somebody yesterday whose kids are open enrolled at River Valley, and they don't vote in the River Valley district. So it's kind of hard because they can encourage people to vote, but they don't live in that district. But their kids go there. So what do you do? You know, there didn't used to, open enrollment used to be a very different kind of a task. It was very hard to open enroll somebody in a different school. And now it's just not. And because of that, in a county with five school districts, it's made it very hard to pass levies because people do not want to vote to raise their property tax in a district that their kids do not go to school in. I mean, it's just as simple as that. Now, it's my understanding, though, that these River Valley levies coming up this November have to do with income tax, that they don't have to do with property tax, which is maybe what this event tonight at River Valley will straighten out at 7:30 p.m. As people meet the candidate. I don't know. You know, my theory on this whole thing is very interesting, I think, in that the levies are going to come up this November, and I think we're going to have large voter turnout because of the possible legalization of recreational marijuana, the possible legalization of abortion. I think we're going to have big crowds November the 7th. Now, do big crowds favor levies passing, or do they not favor levies passing? My guess is they probably do not favor it, because when levies pass, it's usually because a lot of people from the district turn out. But I think you're going to have a lot of people turning out to vote, first-time voters, who are not going to understand what this is all about. And you know, somebody brought this up to me yesterday as well. When it comes to the abortion issue, when it comes to the recreational marijuana issue, is yes legalization or is no legalization? Because the wording of those issues sometimes can be very complicated and it confuses people. So is that going to be an issue as we head into the November election? I don't know. Does anybody have any thoughts on any of this? 740-751-4038. And then the topic we were talking about yesterday, we spent quite a bit of time talking about this, was the teacher in St. Clair, Missouri, who could possibly lose her job, Brianna Coppage, age 28, who taught English at St. Clair High School. Got involved in a My Fan page in which apparently she was showing some pictures and video of herself. School found out about it and was not very happy. So the question was, should teachers be allowed to do whatever they want to do off the clock? This is a big question and has been a big question for a long time. Are you ever off the clock if you're a teacher? Are you ever off the clock if you're a police officer? Are you ever off the clock if you're a politician? You know, do you ever have a private life where maybe you can do some things that are not illegal? Clearly, these things are not illegal, but maybe frowned upon by the job you work at. I don't know. Do we ever forgive people anymore? If somebody does something like this, do you go to them and say, hey, listen, that was a very bad idea, you shouldn't have done that, but we're going to let you keep your job and go on down the road? I don't know. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. I know we talked a great deal about it yesterday, but I think it's a fascinating story. And also the fact that since this story has been made public, that subscriptions on her website have went up. And now she has doubled the price of what people have to pay to see what she is showing. So that's a whole nother development. I just love her quote. I read this yesterday. Her quote at the end is, I do not regret joining OnlyFans. I know it can be taboo, or some people may believe that it was shameful, but I don't think sex work has to be shameful, Coppedge said. I do just wish that things had happened in a different way. Well, I'm sure that's true. And calls it sex work. I've never heard it referred to like that. But maybe it's just a job to her. I don't know. But she's making $8,000 to $10,000 per month. And her teacher's salary was only $42,000. So with doubling her prices and having more subscribers, and I guess not having to work as much, good for her, I guess is how it goes. All right, let's do a little Family Feud here. Now, here's an interesting thing. We did this category, we've done it the last 2 days, I think, but never have really gotten through it here. The category is fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Now, we have hold the phone. 26 people said hold the phone. That was the number one answer. Hold the mayo. That was number three. And hold the line. That was number five. But we still have two other answers, number two and number four. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Does anybody know the two answers that we are missing? We were still missing two answers yesterday when we went off the air, weren't we? I know we got into some conversations yesterday, and I don't remember exactly how it all ended up. Go ahead, caller.
What about hold your breath?
Not hold your breath. No holding of the breath. No hold the breath. On the list here today. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Hold the phone is number one. Hold the mayo is number three. Hold the line is number five. Do you have any guesses as to what this answer might be? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What are the two missing answers? Go ahead, caller.
How about hold the thought?
Not hold the thought. No hold the thought on the list here today. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. What could it be? Go ahead, caller.
Hold your horses.
Not hold your horses. No holding of your horses on the list here today. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Two answers left on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Hold your nose.
Not hold your nose. No holding of the nose. On the list here today. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Phone number one, mayo number three, line number five. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hold your tone.
Not hold your tone. No hold your tone on the list here today. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Two answers left on the list here today. Who's going to get them? Go ahead, caller.
Not tone, but tongue. Hold your tongue.
Oh, tongue. No tongue on the list.
Okay.
No tongue on the list here today. Tone or tongue. No tone or tongue. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Go ahead, caller.
Hold the taxi or bus.
No hold the taxi or bus.
No holding of the taxi or bus. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Phone 1, Mayo 3, line 5. Two answers left. Number 2 and number 4. Does anybody know what they are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
How about hold the box?
No hold the box.
No hold the box on the list here today. It's a fill in the blank question today. Are we going to get the correct answers? Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. What could it be? Hold the phone was strong at number 1. 26 people said hold the phone. Hold the mayo came in at number 3. And hold the line was number 5.
Go ahead, caller.
This doesn't kind of fit, but hold your tongue.
Not hold your tongue.
No hold your tongue on the list here today. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Phone 1, Mayo 3, line 5. Two answers left to go. Who's going to get them?
Go ahead, caller.
Was one of them yesterday, hold the door?
You know, there was a hold the door. Yes, number 2 on the list.
Yeah, I thought I said that, but I wasn't for sure. So
yep.
Say it again. Okay.
That's there.
Hold the door comes in at number 2 on the list here today. So we've got hold the phone, hold the door, hold the mayo, hold the line. Still one answer left to go.
Go ahead, caller.
Hold the fort.
Not hold the fort.
No hold the fort on the list here today. Hold the phone, hold the door, hold the mayo, hold the line. What is our final answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try hold the bag.
No hold the bag.
No hold the bag on the list here today. One answer left. We're down to 1. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Hold the phone, hold the door, hold the mayo, hold the line. One answer left, and it's number 4 on the list. Does anybody know what old elusive number 4 is today? 26 people said hold the phone, 14 people said hold the door, 10 people said hold the mayo, 6 people said hold the line, but there is one other answer. Who's going to come up with our one other answer here this morning? Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. What are things that you hold? I guess is what we're looking for. Well, let's see if this person knows.
All right, go ahead.
Did you have something like hold the mayonnaise or hold the, not ketchup, but something like that?
We got to hold the mayonnaise, but no hold the ketchup or anything.
Does it have to do with food?
Doesn't have to do with food.
Okay.
No food involved in this last answer. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Hold the presses.
Hold the what?
Presses, like a printing press.
No hold the presses.
No hold the presses on the list here today, 36 minutes past the hour. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Still have one answer left here. Who's going to get it?
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, is it a body part?
Not a body part.
Well, I was going to say, hold your ears, the Big Bang.
That's not a bad guess. How you been? Haven't heard from you in a while.
Well, every day since the last day I talked to you, and I don't know what subject was on, the high deer season come in, so I go out back, there at daylight and takes care of the so-called new day that hours that you got in my day that they don't jive.
they're not going very well during deer season.
Well, no, because you got to go out there. This is all day long. They're bedding down, see, and then that changes later on in the season. They'll be in doe and heat and buck and rut, and they're out all day and every day chasing after each other. And so that'll transpire here in about another week or two. So that'll be a different story. But right now they just go from one spot to the other. They feed all night. Nocturnal, you know, and then they just lay up, and they either get in the area and jump them up and get a shot at them or not. But that's what I've been doing, and I love that. I've done that ever since 1956.
Oh, very cool. Well, I'm glad you're back with us this morning, though.
I'll with you later and let you know.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Hold the phone, hold the door, hold the mayo, hold the line. One answer left to go, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What's number four on the list here today?
Go ahead, caller.
Let's try hold the noise.
No hold the noise.
No hold the noise on the list here today. 39 minutes past the hour. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. What could it be?
Go ahead, caller.
Hold the reins.
Not hold the reins.
No hold the reins on the list here today. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank.
Go ahead, caller.
Hold the ball.
Not hold the ball.
No hold the ball on the list here today. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. We've got hold the phone, hold the door, hold the mayo, and hold the line. 20 minutes left to go. One answer left here. Who's going to slide in and get it?
Go ahead, caller.
Hold the record.
Not hold the record.
Not hold the record. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Hold the phone. Hold the door. Hold the mayo. Hold the line. One answer left. 740-751-4038. 20 minutes left in the broadcast today. Almost 50 degrees here in the Marion area. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. What is that blank?
Go ahead, caller.
How about hold the coat?
Not hold the coat.
Not hold the coat. No holding of the coat on the list here today. Well, we keep trying. Hold the blank. Hold the phone was one. 26 people said that. All right, let's give this a try.
Go ahead, caller.
How about hold the chair?
No hold the chair.
No hold the chair on the list here today. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. What is our missing answer? My goodness.
Go ahead, caller.
Hold the elevator.
That's it. Hold the elevator. Number four on the list. Thank goodness. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. That rounds out that category. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Hold the phone. Hold the door. Hold the mayo. Hold the elevator. And hold the line. That's how we wrap that category up. Okay, well, you know, I'm going to skip over that one. Here's a good one. Name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors. Now, there's a thinker for you. Now, name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors.
Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I was going to ask you if you were doing the one, I think it was also something.
You know, I cannot find that one. I'm going to keep looking for it. I don't know what happened to that.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
This new category, name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors.
Go ahead, caller.
A pill?
Pill. Pill is number two on the list. You got it.
Name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors. Pill, of course, number two on the list. But there are four others. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
What about heel?
No heel on the list.
No heel on the list here today. Name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors.
Go ahead, caller.
I was going to say drill. I don't know what she said. I'm hearing her. That's why I kind of wait.
Yeah, no drill on the list.
Okay.
No drill on the list here today. Name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors. We've got pill, but that's the only one so far. Just pill.
Go ahead, caller.
Feeling ill.
Ill, absolutely. Number five on the list. You got it.
Well, I'm feeling happy. It's deer season.
There you go. Thank you.
Ill, number five on the list. Name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors.
Go ahead, caller.
What was the answer just now?
Ill, I-L-L.
Skill. We got skill.
No skill on the list.
No skill on the list here today. Name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors.
Go ahead, caller.
Did you get P-O, P-I-L-L?
Pill, yes. Pill's number two.
We have pill, P-I-L-L, that's number two. And we have ill, I-L-L, that's number five. But there are still three to go. Number one, number three, and number four. Name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors. A word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Now, did you get Bill, B-I-L-L?
Nope, Bill's number, which one?
Bill, B-I-L-L,
oh,
I
no,
thought you had it.
Nope, Bill's number one on the list.
Oh, okay.
Number one on the list, Bill. You get that Bill from the doctor, B-I-L-L. Name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors. We've got Bill, Pill, and Ill. Two left on the list. Does anybody know what they are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors. Go ahead, caller.
You got anything for chill?
Chill, number four on the list. You got it.
But you know, during deer season, it goes clear till February, and it's all kinds of elements and stuff because the deer is one of the most fascinating things I've ever hunted. In the big game list, they are really a fantastic. And if you don't need to shoot anything, as far as that goes, if you don't want to, but bow season's in now, and you know what? There's a lot of exciting animals and stuff out there. It's really fun to watch them. And you don't get chilly because you got the apparel to wear, you know, to keep up with them.
You got to bundle up. Thanks.
Chill, number four on the list. C-H-I-L-L, chill on the list. Now we're down to one answer. What could it be? Name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors. Bill, pill, chill, and ill. One answer left. It's number three, smack dab in the middle, 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
How about skill?
No skill.
No skill on the list here today. 12 minutes left to go. Name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Drill?
No drill, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
No drill on the list today, but certainly not a bad guess. Well, I thought we had a call there. If that's you, give us a buzz back, 740-751-4038. Name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say kill, K-I-L-L, to kill bacteria.
You got it. Kills number three. You got it.
I thought this was weird. Okay.
All right. That's it. That wraps that category up. Name a word that rhymes with will that's associated with doctors. Bill, pill, kill, chill, and ill. Now, we have a very, interesting category here, but let's see if we can do this in 10 minutes. We have about 11 minutes left here. Name a weather condition that would be a good name for a wrestler. How about that category? Name a weather condition that would be a good name for a wrestler. We have five on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a weather condition that would be a good name for a wrestler. Well, how about this?
Go ahead, caller.
Hurricane.
Hurricane's number four on the list. You got it.
Hurricane comes in at number four on the list here today. Name a weather condition that would be a good name for a wrestler. Hurricane number four. Go ahead, caller.
Stormy.
Stormy, number two on the list. You got it.
Stormy comes in at number two on the list. We've got Stormy and we've got Hurricane. Still three answers left to go. Name a weather condition that would be a good name for a wrestler. 740-751-4038. Stormy and Hurricane.
Go ahead, caller.
How about tornado?
Tornado, number one answer. You got it.
Tornado comes in as the number one answer here this morning. Name a weather condition that would be a good name for a wrestler. Tornado 1, Stormy 2, Hurricane 4.
Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say thunder or lightning?
No, but you got it. Thunder's number 3 on the list.
Okay.
Thunder comes in at number 3 on the list here today. Name a weather condition that would be a good name for a wrestler. Tornado, Stormy, Thunder, Hurricane. One answer left to go. Who's going to get it? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott, say that question again.
Name a weather condition that would be a good name for a wrestler.
I thought you said restaurant.
Restaurant? Okay. Well, you still got a few right answers.
Well, I got it so low, so I can't hear it. And then by the time I'm given my answer, I hear the person talking. And I thought, did he say wrestler? I think he's saying wrestler.
Wrestler, yes. W-R-S-T-L-E-R.
Well, I'll say lightning like she just said thunder. I was doing restroom.
Well, you know, I guess it worked for you. No lightning on the list.
Okay.
No lightning on the list. Okay, well, we're talking about wrestlers, W-R-E-S-T-L-E-R, not restaurants. But, you know, if it works for you, go with it. Name a weather condition that would be a good name for a wrestler. What is our final answer here today?
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say Lightning Bolt. Wasn't there a wrestler named Lightning Bolt?
There might have been. No Lightning Bolt.
No Lightning Bolt on the list here today. Name a weather condition that would be a good name for a wrestler. Tornado, stormy, thunder, and hurricane are the answers that we have today. What is the missing answer? 53 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Alberta Clipper.
Now, is that a wrestler or a restaurant?
I'm not either one, so I don't know.
No Alberta Clipper.
Okay, second guess. El Nino.
No El Nino.
Okay.
Keep trying.
No El Nino on the list here today. Name a weather condition that would be a good name for a wrestler. Tornado, stormy, thunder, hurricane, one to go.
Go ahead, caller.
How about Muggy?
Now, again, is that a wrestler or a restaurant?
Well, it could be a low-end restaurant, but I was thinking wrestler.
So Muggy.
Muggy.
No Muggy on the list.
They're going to beat you up. Why don't they like mugging you?
I know. It's horrible, isn't it? Here comes Muggy, 242 pounds, 6'3".
I'd be scared.
I would be too. Muggy, thank you.
No Muggy on the list here today. Muggy does not make our list. Name a weather condition that would be a good name for a wrestler. Well, nobody has more fun than us,
do they? Go ahead, caller.
What about icy?
Now, see, that could be a restaurant. No, no icy on the list here today.
Okay.
No icy on the list here today. But we're having a good time. That's all that matters. We're having a good time. Name a weather condition that would be a good name for a wrestler. Tornado, stormy, thunder, hurricane.
Go ahead, caller.
Typhoon.
No Typhoon.
I think there was a wrestler named Typhoon at one point. No Typhoon on the list here today. Name a weather condition that would be a good name for a wrestler. Tornado, stormy, thunder, hurricane. One answer left to go in under 5 minutes, 55 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. Don't forget the River Valley event going on tonight. Meet the candidate at 7:30 p.m. after the orchestra concert out at River Valley High School. Name a weather condition that would be a good name for a wrestler. Who's got it? 4 minutes left to go here. 740-751-4038.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
What about tsunami?
Tsunami, that is the answer. You got it.
Okay.
You got it.
Tsunami is the answer. Name a weather condition that would be a good name for a wrestler. Tornado, stormy, thunder, hurricane, and tsunami. All right, we have 4 minutes to go, and let's see if we can rip this category off very quick. Roses are red, violets are blue. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? Holy mackerel. Six answers left to go. Think about that, all you horticulturalists and succulent people out there. Here you go. 3 minutes left to go. Roses are red, violets are blue. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 4038. Six answers on the board here. Oh, man, no love bombs here. 740-751-4038. We've got six answers. All right, who's going to get them?
Go ahead, caller.
Dandelions.
Dandelions are number five on the list.
Dandelions come in at number five on the list. We've still got five left to go here. There were six altogether. 740-751-4038. Roses are red, violets are blue. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? What a category. Dandelions, number five on the list. But we've still got five other answers and about 2 minutes left to go. I don't know if we're going to pull this one off. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Daisies.
Daisies, number one answer on the list.
Daisies, number one answer on the list today. Daisies were number one. Dandelions were number five. Well, we've still got four to go. 740-751-4038. Roses are red, violets are blue. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? Daisies were one. Dandelions were five. Four answers left to go. 740-751-4038. Under a minute.
Go ahead, caller.
Cattails?
No cattails.
No cattails on the list here today. Under a minute, 740-751-4038, 49 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. Don't forget the big event out at River Valley tonight, 7:30 p.m., meet the candidate night for the River Valley School Board, and the big levees coming up, of course. Well, I think we've run out of time today, but we'll be back tomorrow doing it all over again, 8:15 until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Hope everybody has a great day. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.
and then just
I just made up that answer.
Then onward and upward.
You're always a little bit miffed, of course, because everyone doesn't love you.